that, and everything's starting. Shabbat shalom, everyone. I hope you could hear me out there. Let me take the red dot off Yisrella. There you go. Okay. Why don't you blow the trumpet and I'll find the study, okay? So we don't hold everything up.
It's on the bottom right there.
Okay. Shabbat shalom. A little bit of a battle this morning, but we're here. Would you get me a little bit of water there, my wife? And we are one of Messiah congregation, Kahal Chai Ben Mashiach, just a little piece of the Israel of God. And I thank God we could be here today. And we'll ask God to bless and anoint this study in a moment. I just want to make sure my volume is not too high because I didn't check that. Aha! Too high. So I got to lower that volume. There you go. And we'll pray right now and ask God to bless and anoint this service. Heavenly Father, Master, Creator of all things, I know you see us and you watch us. Forgive us any sin, any blemish, any spot. I thank and praise you for another Shabbat. Thank you for this day that we can have peace and shalom. Bless and anoint everyone that's with us today or everyone in the body of Messiah throughout the world that keeps your holy commandments. I pray you'll bless the study, teach us something new we didn't know. And I thank God, make us more obedient unto you and take away any disobedience, Father. Bless and anoint this day. I thank you for healing, for the wall of fire around and about us. Caution us from any evil. Move in our lives. You know the things we need in our lives. Help us in everything we do, Father. Amen. And I thank God today for a Shabbat. Amen. Shabbat shalom, everyone. Okay. Well, today's August 8th, and time is moving on. Thank you very much. 2015. Isn't it amazing? I keep thinking that before you know, this year is going to be over. We all know where August comes from. Augustus Caesar. He named it after himself, I guess, because he's the leader at the time. We're in the fifth month of God, the 22nd day, which is really nice. We don't call it Av. My ministry is a teaching ministry, which obviously a lot of people can't take because they want to hear 50 million songs and I guess the minister to do a pep talk and then give a tithe and go home and watch the movies. But we're here to study and learn, and I thank God that we're here. All my servers are running back there, I hope. You could read them, you could hear them, you could watch my studies, you could download them to your MP3 players. That's all happening. We're trying to fix our streaming server right now, so we're probably not streaming on Real Player, so I don't know if that's going to work. I doubt it. But anyway, today's subject is obedience, and that's obedience to the God of Israel, of course, right? And it's really important. I was thinking about this, you know, when I was doing my study this morning. Of course, I always reflect on myself first, and I always, like Daniel, you know, I repent. We have not been super obedient, even though I can't think of what we did wrong, but there's things that, you know, you feel like you don't feel worthy to be before this holy living God, you know. And I looked up the word obey in Hebrew. Believe it or not, it's Shema. And it's interesting because it's to hear intelligently, attentively. It's to hear. And that's what, and it's to hearken, you know, carefully, certainly, to consider. And I looked, it's many different forms of the word. When, you know, you're reading the Hebrew. But I looked up a lot of verses in Hebrew this morning, but I couldn't believe the word obey was Shema. Because, you know, I have Shema Yisrael, you know, hear, O Israel. And Shema not only means to hear, but it means to talk about it, right? So over here, in this context, it's to really give ear, to discern, you know, to really perceive with understanding, really, really, you know, be attentive to what you're doing. So I wanted to start with Genesis, chapter 22. And it came to pass, after these things, that God did, this word is tempt, but it's really try Abraham. God doesn't tempt anybody. And he said unto him, Abraham, and he said, here am I. And he said, take now thy son, thine only son, Isaac, even though he had another son, but he's not accounted for the seed, of course, whom thou love, and give thee, and it says, get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abram rose up early in the morning, and saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, abide here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac said unto Abram his father, and said, he spoke unto Abram his father, and said, my father. And he said, here am I, my son. And he said, behold, the fire and the wood, but where's the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself. And he sure did. He provided himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. And they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son, laid him on the altar upon the wood. Could you imagine that? And Abram stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of Jehovah called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham. And he said, here am I. And he said, lay not your hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that you fear God, seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering instead of his son, of course. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of Jehovah it shall be seen. And the angel of Jehovah called unto Abram out of heaven the second time and said, behold, he said, by myself have I sworn. This is the angel. This is the word of Jehovah in a different as a messenger. And he said, by myself I have sworn, saith Jehovah. The angel said that. For because thou hast done this thing, and hast not withhold thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless you, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Of course, through him the Messiah was going to come, because you have obeyed my voice. And that's what it's all about, obeying. Even when things look a little drastic or maybe don't look correct. Believe in God, you know, is really important. Genesis 26. And there was a famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And Jehovah appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell you of. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee, and will bless you, for unto you and unto your seed will I give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father. And I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and will give unto thy seed all these countries, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Amen. Because that Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. Praise the Lord. And that's what it's all about. And as we proceed, you'll see what I mean. Now we'll go down to Exodus chapter 19. In the third month, when the children of Israel were gone forth out of the land of Egypt, the same day came they into the wilderness of Sinai. This is right before the commandments, huh? And they were departed from Rephidim and went and were come to the desert of Sinai, and had pitched in the wilderness, and there Israel camped before the mount. And Moses went up unto God, and Jehovah called unto him out of the mount, saying, Thus shalt thou say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, You have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself. And here's the simple message. Now therefore, if you obey my voice, indeed, and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar people unto me above all the people from all the earth, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. So basically, if we just obey his voice, which is really important. Exodus 23, verse 20. Behold, I send an angel, which is again the word of the Lord in another form, before thee to keep thee in the way and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. Beware of this, beware of him. Obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him. Praise the Lord. But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, you have to obey the voice of God, then I will be an enemy unto your enemies and an adversary unto your adversaries. Good, very good promise right there. Deuteronomy. I'm going through the Torah a little bit here. When thou art in tribulation and all these things have come upon you, even in the latter days, even now, if you turn to Jehovah your God and shall be obedient unto his voice, for Jehovah thy God is a merciful God, he will not forsake you, neither destroy you, nor forget the covenant of thy fathers, which he swore unto them. Right? Just got to obey his voice. Deuteronomy 11, 26. Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. A blessing, if you obey the commandments of Jehovah your God, which I command you this day, and a curse, if you will not obey the commandments of Jehovah your God, but turn aside out of the way, which I command you this day, to go after other gods, which you have not known. So you have a choice. It's always your choice. Matter of fact, everything's a choice. And I was putting this message together. I was praying to God this morning, what should I talk about? What should I talk about? You know, and I was thinking about all the last few guests that we had and how so many of them are just not obedient unto God, just to keep the Sabbath and to keep hear his voice and to do what he says. And then all of a sudden this whole message started coming to me about being obedient, because I had nothing to say, to be honest with you. I didn't have nothing to say last night, but I was praying and I was thinking about this. Deuteronomy 13:4, you shall walk after Jehovah your God and fear him and keep his commandments and obey his voice, and you shall serve him and cleave unto him. Okay? Deuteronomy 27:10, thou shalt therefore obey the voice of Jehovah thy God and do his commandments and his statutes, which I command you this day. And I was thinking about this, hearing the voice of God, you know, and just knowing that God spoke the Ten Commandments and all the commandments there by his voice, and he wrote them with his finger on that rock. And we can't get people to obey that. Isn't that amazing? Thou shalt therefore obey the voice of Jehovah thy God and do his commandments. Amen. I think I read that, didn't I? And do his commandments and his statutes, which I command you this day. And then we go all the way through the Torah, right to Deuteronomy 30. It shall come to pass, when all these things are come upon you, the blessing and the curse, which I have set before you, and thou shalt call them to mind among all the nations, whither Jehovah thy God hath driven you, and shalt return unto Jehovah thy God, and obey his voice, according to all that I command you this day, thou and thy children, with all your heart and with all your soul. Then Jehovah thy God will turn thy captivity and have compassion upon you, and will return and gather you from all the nations whither Jehovah thy God had scattered you. If any of thine be driven out unto the utmost parts of heaven, from thence will Jehovah thy God gather you, and from thence will he fetch you. Praise the Lord. And Jehovah thy God will bring you into the land which thy fathers possessed, and thou shalt possess it, and he will do thee good and multiply thee above thy fathers. When I was reading this morning, I always keep thinking, gosh, should we move to Israel, the land of our fathers? And Jehovah thy God will circumcise your heart and the heart of thy seed to love Jehovah thy God with all your heart and with all your soul, that you may live. And Jehovah thy God will put all these curses upon your enemies and on them that hate you, which persecute you. Amen. And thou shalt return and obey the voice of Jehovah and do all his commandments, which I command you this day. And Jehovah thy God will make you plenteous in every work of thine hand, and in the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy land, for good. Amen. For Jehovah will again rejoice over you for good, as he rejoiced over thy fathers. If you shall hearken unto the voice of Jehovah your God to keep his commandments and his statutes, which are written in this book of the law. And if you turn unto Jehovah thy God with all your heart and with all your soul. For this commandment, which we're talking about today, you know, even it's not hidden from you, neither far off, you know. It's not in heaven that you should say, who's going to go up there to heaven and get it from me, or that we may hear it and do it. Neither is it, it's not beyond the sea that you're going to say, who's going to go over the sea and bring it to us, bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it. But the word is very nigh you. We have it. And in your mouth and in your heart, that you mayest do it. So you have no excuse. You got one book, one lifespan, and do it. See, I have set before thee this day life and good, death and evil. That's a good, I never really thought of that. Life and good, death and evil. In that I command you this day to love Jehovah your God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that you may live and multiply, and Jehovah thy God shall bless you in the land whither you go to possess it. But if your heart turn away, so that you will not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I denounce unto you this day that you shall surely perish, and that you shall not prolong your days upon the land whither thou go passest over Jordan to go to possess it. Matter of fact, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love Jehovah thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is your life. He's the length of your days. That's right. That thou mayest dwell in the land which Jehovah sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and to Jacob, to give unto them. So every time I read this, I always get that feeling, gosh, should we go over there? Joshua said unto the people in chapter 24, verse 19, you cannot serve Jehovah, for he is a holy God. He's a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins. If you forsake Jehovah and serve strange gods, he will turn and do you hurt. Oh, man. And consume you after he had done you good. Wow, there's no eternal security. And the people said unto Joshua, nay, but we will serve Jehovah. And Joshua said unto the people, you are witnesses against yourselves that you have chosen you, Jehovah, to serve him. And they said, we are witnesses. Now therefore put away, he said, the strange gods which are among you, and incline your heart unto Jehovah, the God of Israel. And the people said unto Joshua, Jehovah our God, we will serve, and his voice we will obey. So Joshua made a covenant with the people that day and set them a statute and an ordinance in Shechem. And Joshua wrote these words in the book of the law, the Torah of God, and took a great stone and set it up there under an oak that was by the sanctuary of Jehovah. And Joshua said unto all the people, behold, this stone shall be a witness unto us Fred heard all the words of Yehovah, which he spoke unto us. It shall be therefore a witness unto you, lest you deny your God. Praise the Lord. So obeying is so important to God, and hearing his voice. Praise the Lord. Job says, in the book of Job, it says, verse chapter 36, verse 11, if they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. Wow. But if they obey not, they shall perish by the sword, and they shall be die without knowledge. I mean, who wouldn't choose life and keeping the Sabbath? I mean, seriously, what's so hard? Actually, I feel cool right now. I feel great. In the book of Isaiah, it says, come now, let us reason together, saith Yehovah. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. And though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured with a sword. For the mouth of Jehovah had spoken it. So I don't know where these people get unconditional love. There's many conditions. God wants you to keep his commandments and obey his voice. Praise the Lord. Now, if you read the book of Jeremiah, you'll really, boy, it's really unbelievable. I was listening to it this morning and thinking about it. And chapter 7 says, for I spake not, and I want you to hear this. This is really important. It says, God says, for I spake not unto your fathers, nor commanded them in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt concerning burnt offerings or sacrifices. He didn't want that stuff. Those were added because of transgression, your transgressions. But this thing commanded I them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people, and walk you in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well unto you. That God didn't want sacrifices and all that stuff. He just wanted you to obey. But they hearken not, nor inclined their ear, but walked in the counsels and imaginations of their own evil heart, and went backward and not forward. Since the day that your fathers came forth out of the land of Egypt unto this day, I have even sent unto you all my servants, the prophets, rising up early and sending them. Yet they hearken not unto me, nor inclined their ear, but hardened their neck. They did worse than their fathers. People today did worse than even they did back then. Therefore thou shalt speak all these words unto them, but they will not hearken unto you. I already know that. After this message, people aren't going to hearken to keep the commandments and the Sabbath and the... Whew. Thou shalt also call unto them, but they will not answer you. But thou shalt say unto them, this is a nation that obeys not the voice of Jehovah their God, nor receive a correction. Truth is perished, it is cut off from their mouth. Cut off thine hair, O Jerusalem, and cast it away, and take up a lamentation on high places. For Yehovah had rejected and forsaken the generation of his wrath. For the children of Judah have done evil in my sight, saith Yehovah. They have set their abominations in the house which is called by my name to pollute it. They have built the high places of Tophet, which is in the valley of the son of Hinnom, to burn their sons and their daughters in the fire, which I commanded them not, neither came it into my heart. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith Jehovah, that it shall no more be called Tophet, nor the valley of the son of Hinnom, but the valley of slaughter. For they shall bury in Tophet, till there be no place. And the carcasses of the people shall be meat for the fowls of heaven and for the beasts of the earth, and none shall fray them away. Then will I cause to cease from the cities of Judah and from the streets of Jerusalem the voice of mirth and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, for the land shall be desolate. Isn't that horrible? And it's worse today, too. They have gay parades in Jerusalem, and everything's gone nuts, transvestites. in Israel. Now amend your ways and your doings and obey the voice of Jehovah your God, and Jehovah will repent him of the evil that he pronounced against you. You know, there's too many verses that say they did not obey the voice of Jehovah their God in the Bible. But here are a few. You may read these whole chapters later if you feel so inclined. Listen to how defiant this person is. Exodus 5, verse 2. Pharaoh said, "Who is Jehovah that I shall obey his voice to let Israel go? I know not Jehovah, neither will I let Israel go." Whoa, you know what happened to him, right? Deuteronomy says, I'm just going to read these random verses to you, but you could read the whole chapters. But listen to some of these verses. Deuteronomy 28:62. "And ye shall be left few in number, whereas you were as the stars of heaven for multitude, because you would not obey the voice of Jehovah your God, so he'll diminish you." Joshua 5:6. "For the children of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness, till all the people that were men of war, which came out of Egypt, were consumed, because they obeyed not the voice of Jehovah, unto whom Jehovah sware that he would not show them the land, which Jehovah swore unto their fathers, that he would give us a land that flows with milk and honey." Judges 2:2. "And ye shall make no league with the inhabitants of the land. Ye shall throw down their altars. But you have not obeyed my voice. Why have you done this?" And even today it's worse. They have all these false gods in Israel and false religions, and they would have it so. "And yet they would not hearken unto their judges, but they went a-whoring after other gods and bowed themselves unto them. And they turned quickly out of the way which their fathers walked in, obeying the commandments of Jehovah, but they did not so." 1 Samuel 15:19. "Wherefore then did thou not obey the voice of Jehovah, but did fly upon the spoil and did evil in the sight of Jehovah? And Saul said unto Samuel, I have obeyed the voice of Jehovah, and I have gone the way which Jehovah sent me, and I have brought Agag, the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. But the people took of the spoil sheep and oxen, and chief of the things which should have been utterly destroyed to sacrifice unto Jehovah thy God in Gilgal. And Samuel said, Had Jehovah as great delight in burnt offering and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of Jehovah? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. Rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of Jehovah, he has rejected you from being king." There's no eternal security. "And Saul said unto Samuel, I have sinned, I have transgressed the commandments of Jehovah and thy words, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice instead." 1 Samuel 28:18. "Because thou obeyest not the voice of Jehovah, nor executes his fierce wrath upon Amalek, therefore hath Jehovah done this thing unto thee this day." This is all it's amazing. 1 Kings 20:36. "Then said he unto him, Because thou hast not obeyed the voice of Jehovah, behold, as soon as thou art departed from me, a lion is going to slay you. And as soon as he was departed from him, a lion found him and slew him." And you could read that in 1 Kings with who that was. I'm just giving you some random verses. Yes. 2 Kings 18:12. "Because they obeyed not the voice of Jehovah their God, but transgressed his covenant and all that Moses, the servant of Jehovah, commanded, and would not hear them nor do them." Same message in Nehemiah. They refused to obey, neither were mindful of thy wonders that you did among them, but hardened their necks, and in their rebellion appointed a captain to return to their bondage. But thou art a God, ready to pardon, gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and forsook them not. Isaiah 42:24. Who gave Jacob for a spoil and Israel to the robbers? Did not Jehovah, he against whom you have sinned? For they would not walk in his ways, neither were they obedient unto his Torah. Jeremiah 3:13. Only acknowledged your iniquity, that you have transgressed against Jehovah thy God, and have scattered thy ways to the strangers under every green tree, and you have not obeyed my voice, saith Jehovah. Very powerful message. We lie down in our shame, our confusion covers us, for we have sinned against Jehovah our God, we and our fathers from our youth, even unto this day, and have not obeyed the voice of Jehovah our God. If you read the book of Jeremiah, you really can get a full scary message. It says, but this thing command I them, saying, obey my voice, and I'll be your God, and ye shall be my people, and walk you in all my ways that I command you, that it may be well with you. But thou shalt say unto them, this is a nation that obeys not the voice of Jehovah their God, nor receive a correction. Truth is perished and is cut off from their mouth. And Jehovah said, because they have forsaken my law, which I set before them, and have not obeyed my voice, neither walked therein, and of course punishment comes, and Jerusalem is destroyed. Say thou unto them, thus saith Jehovah the God of Israel, cursed be the man that obeys not the words of this covenant, which I commanded your fathers in the day that I brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, from the iron furnace, saying, obey my voice, and do them, according to all which I command you. So shall you be my people, and I'll be your God. Wow. Very powerful, Jeremiah. For I earnestly protest unto your fathers in the day that I brought them up out of the land of Egypt, brought them up out of the land of Egypt, even unto this day, rising early and protesting, saying, obey my voice. Yet they obeyed not, nor inclined their ear, but walked every one in the imagination of their evil heart. Therefore I bring upon them all the words of this covenant which I commanded them to do, but they did them not. You don't want that to be your testimony in the end, right? God forbid. Jeremiah, but if they will not obey, I will utterly pluck up and destroy that nation, saith Jehovah. But they obeyed not, neither inclined their ear, but made their necks stiff, that they might not hear nor receive instruction. If you do evil in my sight, that it obey not my voice, then I will repent of the good wherewith I said I would benefit them. Wow. I spake unto thee in thy prosperity, but thou sayest, I will not hear. This had been thy manner from thy youth, that you obey not my voice. Wow. And it came to pass, and it says, and they came in and possessed it, but they obeyed not the voice, neither walked in thy law. They have done nothing of all that you commanded them to do. They've done nothing. Therefore, thou hast caused all this evil to come upon them. Whew. But they say, listen to this, we will not dwell in this land, neither obey the voice of Jehovah your God. They don't want to live in the land God gave them. And now I have this day declared it to you that you have not obeyed the voice of Jehovah your God, nor anything for which he had sent me unto you. Wow. They didn't want to live in the land. I'd like to live in Israel if they would let us, but they hate people that believe in Yeshua. You can't talk about Yeshua. You only could talk about anything else. Jeremiah 43, and Johanan the son of Kerah, and all the captains of the forces and all the people obeyed not the voice of Yehovah to dwell in the land of Judah. So they came into the land of Egypt, for they obeyed not the voice of Jehovah. Thus came they even to Tahpenes. Jeremiah 44, because you have burned incense and because you have sinned against Yehovah and have not obeyed the voice of Yehovah. I hope that rings through your head today, the obeying the voice of Yehovah. Nor walked in his Torah, nor in his statutes, nor in his testimonies. Therefore, this evil has happened unto you as it is this day. And Brother Daniel, I felt the same way, and I had to put my head down when I was reading this today. I thought, when I was doing the study, Daniel says, neither have we obeyed the voice of Jehovah our God to walk in his laws, which he set before us by his servants the prophets. Yea, all Israel has transgressed thy Torah, even by departing, that they might not obey thy voice. Therefore the curse is poured upon us, and the oath which is written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, because we have sinned against Jehovah. Therefore had Jehovah watched upon the evil and brought it upon us, for Jehovah our God is righteous in all his works, which he does, for we obeyed not his voice. And then we have Yeshua. And then there's Yeshua the Messiah. Matthew 8:27. But the men marveled, saying, what manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him, but mankind don't? And they were all amazed, insomuch that they questioned among themselves, saying, What thing is this, and what new doctrine is this? For what authority commands he even the unclean spirits, and they obey him, but man doesn't, mankind. So, this is not a long message, but it was a potent one. And I repented this morning too, because I want to make sure I'm hearing the voice of God. Paul tells the Corinthians, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds of Satan, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Messiah. And you can't do that until you're supposed to have a readiness to revenge all disobedience. You only can do it when your obedience is fulfilled. So in closing, this is not a long message, but it was a powerful one. Remember, does Jehovah have great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices? No. As obeying the voice of Jehovah? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken better than the fat of rams. And we thank God that we could be obedient today, even though Yeshua had to actually die for us as a sacrifice. Just think, if this were obedient, maybe things would have been no different, right from the time of Adam and Chava. If they would have just kept his commandments back there, not ate of the wrong tree, right? But they didn't hear his voice, and he's always there. He was there all the time. So anyway, I want to say shalom to you, and may God bless you. I had the sound down. Thank you. It's good enough. Heavenly Father, let us hear your voice. Let us keep your commandments and your statutes and your ordinances, Lord and God, that your fear may be always before our eyes. I pray, Lord and God, for this message to be with us for the rest of our lives, and let us not be like these people. Let us fear God and keep his commandments, for that is the whole duty of mankind. Amen. Shabbat shalom, and may God be with you today. Amen. Shabbat shalom. I'll stop.